Give a shalish. Now they're going to try to go a little bit more threat. What do you mean by that? Don't panic. The shalish number is Aleph, but then it's going to go local. We saw a number of very important things to talk about. You know, Aleph, bottom, which we saw yesterday. And the day, there are a few things we'll talk about, which are related to, you know, to Aleph Yonim. Then, a very nice, somebody's Yonim are very beautiful, but I just remember my introduction the first day. I can't involve myself this year in matters that may be very beautiful and fantastic, but not directly related to Gittin. And the reason I can't, I mean, I can, but then we won't finish at the end, we want to do a little Gittin. So I really feel bad. I got a sugya that Zachman and Shlobofanov, and my Fashani, and all kinds of other things, beautiful sugyas. But then I don't plan to go into it in depth this year. We learn when we learn other years, we learn that. And then it's a few little, we call technical gemara to go through very quickly. So that after you finish these Rama comments for this that you have, the next thing we're going to be going to be Iyun is on Samach Vav and Aleph. Just letting you know, it's just, again, a one-liner. The one-liner is going to spend a lot of time on the one line. That's the line about B'shat HaTzakana Kosev and Osnaf B'shem Akiri. A line before the next to the last mission. That's going to take a long while, that one line. And yes, and then the other figures which related to it in the third parak and others in sectors. That's an important line. And then the next major figure is some of the day, the famous figure of Mili. Mili, my Mr. Shliach, all the Imru. Ooh, that's going to be again. And then we finish the second one, the Bechina. That's the 10th of the square. Okay. No?
Yeah.
We finish the parak. That's the Chazara. There's Hashem. Bechina. Yeah, the Bechina is for you, not for me. Bechina is that you should be able to Chazara over the main and yonah. Okay? That's the general plan. Again, we'll go a little bit stressed after we finish the sugyas. I want to focus on two major sugyas, one that one line with all the time, the Hakara, and then the issue of Omer Emu and Mili, and Shlichus, and Kitsu Tznu, all these kinds of things that we have appointments through writing and through telephones, all that, that stuff very important in order to possibly share with. And then, I hope to finish the third, and we'll have a little bit. That's the plan. We'll see if it works. Trying to get a general idea of where we're headed. Okay, on both sides. Okay. Yes, we were discussing yesterday a very interesting sugya. Even this is a little bit off the topic, but all right, this is off the topic, but it's a little issue. It's different than off the topic of the Choshen Rish, but it's still an Ebenezer. So we have to learn it. And that is the issue of a man who makes a shliach, dies, also before an Asher Shabbat. The Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban is of the Medina, or Osir just Miknasa. Tosfos is only Osir Miknasa, and the proof is, many proofs, one of the proofs is, if it's going to be Osir Medina, any time you have a man went out, we heard about some guy who was in Mekadosh Lushaliyah. So in every Yisoma, for all we know, her father was in the Kabbalah Kedushin for her and then died, he's going to be on through it to the marriage for the rest of her life. That's ridiculous. Then Toma, you saw Makatana, the Yosef, the Chalodam, Shema, Via Kitcha, the Ashliach, the fourth line of Tosis. Can't be. But this kind of thing, they can't be Alma, who's a Katsina Lech. The Ramban doesn't like Tosis Shah for reasons we spoke about yesterday. From the finish of the Sugi of Chazab, the Shliach, the Shliach, who's well enough? Here's Medina. Who is Medina? So wait with Tosis Kasha. The answer is Chazab Tanuya. No, it's Chazab Tanuya. So here too. Right? There's a service for Uncle and Leah, sisters, and he wants to marry, this man wants to marry Leah, so we're afraid, no, that he was already married to Sarah Rachel, and therefore Tachos Yisrael Yitzchak. No! Sarah Rachel has a Tanuya, he was born single. What's the answer? The Ramban says, well, they're not around. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So he says, oh, I'm sad, so we don't understand. So I said a try yesterday, based upon some of the lumpus of Chazot, which is, again, we can speak for a week on this too, but we're going to speak about her for a few minutes. A Chazot is different, for example, than Rove and Aiden and things of this nature, which are Birurim, and Mavara, the facts. We follow the facts, we have a certainty of the majority. Alright, that's considered to be the majority rules, Haram Lahadis, or other sources that you follow the majority. And Aiden, of course, we claim it's on the truth. But the Birur, the Chazaka, just because it was a status quo, so for what? It doesn't make it any more likely that it's true. The answer is Chaker. Chazaka works when there is no Birur. When there's no Birur, it's exactly when we turn to Chazaka to tell us what to do, called in on Haggah, we have no Birur. Oh, So on this basis, and there are many riots, one of them already mentioned Chazal, that's what it's Barah B'Shaita. What's the case over there? You have an animal, you're not sure if it's kosher, if it's maybe it's a trefa. It's lived the whole year, so we know now that it survived the whole year, that it wasn't a trefa a year ago. But then we didn't know it was going to last for a year. So the Chazal won't work in certain cases, because it wasn't as Barah B'Shaita. What kind of business is this? Fact of the fact, because only we know the fact. No statute of limitations of fact. You know the fact now, so it should be determinant. The answer is not a fact. It's not a clarifier for the viewer. It tells you what to do. It tells you what to do when it comes to effect at that moment in time. You can't say, well, now I know that a month and a year ago, that doesn't work. So for this reason, Rabotai, I suggest that's shot in the Ramban. These women, Sarif and Ramban, are not here. They're not getting married right now. So you can't use, quote-unquote, the Chesed Pnuya to help this man marry Leah. They're not here. The Chesed Pnuya is only relevant if they're coming. They want to marry. If they want to marry, okay, fine. But they're not, they don't want to marry now. They don't want to marry now, so their Chazaka has to go into effect. If the Chazaka does not go into effect, you understand, according to the Ramban, what the also because Asher Shiva, hold on, even though Yisrael Bakhtana is not us, because they are dealing about her, and about her, that's the Chesed Pnuya. That's why I understood Shad in the Ramban of yesterday, yes, Ali. Very good, excellent. Slowly, turn to the Ramban, everyone has the Ramban, let's see the Lashon of the Ramban, excellent. Excellent. The Ramban said that the Krovos came, they are believed. Why they believe? Because the whole over both, not like the Ramban. He's talking. Explain what's going on over here. The Ramban says, for those who happen to run, give a mouthful of the name a little bit towards the bottom. Why? The Erechot, brackets, are phase of a day, never be through it. The Koshkin, Okhadol, Kazaki, Surah, the Koshosha, Biyamari, the Koshkin, Shemitov, Shinamonat, Alatman, Vinicius, Lacherim, Lemonat, and Lazer. Wow. This is three different points, no? Ellie, three different points, no? The Ramban saying three different things. First, the Rechon Ebi Surah. Koshkin, Lazer, Kazaki, Surah, Koshosha, Biyama. We'll see what that's one or two. And Koshkin, Lemonat, Alatman. So what are the three different points? I believe the last point, I believe, is what we just said, what you questioned, and I'm going to suggest the answer. When they come to Bezdin and say, no one ever married us. We're single and always been single. They're coming to Bezdin now, these wonderful sisters, Sarif and Rachel, help our sister Leah, right, so they can get married, correct? They're not coming because they haven't found a shidduch yet, so they're not getting married right now themselves. Sounds very altruistic. Wonderful. Shevet Achayos Kam Yachad. It's wonderful they each come and they pull for each other. One terrific, fantastic. But the bottom line is that once they come to Bezdin and they say we were never married, so they, from now on, if they find the shidduch tomorrow, they can marry him. They have to come again. In other words, they're coming to Bezdin. There's a Bezdin in town and seeing what they have to make sure that you have to get married, you know, if you're allowed to marry, etc. In the old days, not today, that's scary. In those days, it was a Bezdin. We didn't satisfy their criteria. You couldn't get married. Like a joke today to some extent, is it true? No, have gayrus. So once they came to the Rabbi Rut and said, I was never married, and they want to get married a year later, they say, who are you? Maybe you're the sister of it. What are you talking about? I was in Bezdin a year ago. Good enough. That's the last shot. I think it's directed to your question. And although they're not coming to marry now, but since it's accepted and there's an official marriage to Bezdin, so then it's satisfactory. So that answers the question that their chazaka would work because they're being mad to themselves to marry, even though they don't plan to marry, just well, they haven't found the right person yet. That's the answer to your question. Before I might even get to that, I think in the first two answers, perhaps he held like you, Elliot. In the first two answers, he didn't hold it to himself. But they look, they're not coming to get married now. Maybe the chazaka can't work. What do you think? Chazaka works, right? Why? Because the chesed pnuya works. Torah. Why? Because they're the Mizid, the Nidon. See, the last Parasite, they're the Nidon. Why? Because they're not Manasal Atzman. I didn't actually try to get married yet, but they can get married as a result of this. So therefore, the Chesed Tzliya will in effect work when these individuals come and say, Lo Kishana Shaliyah. And then that's what they're not Manasal Atzman with, together with the Chazaka. So then perhaps what it means is, it works for others as well. And then the Manas might be based perhaps here on Chazaka. That's Chesed Tzliya. That's the last shot. Okay, the first part of that effort I'm going to be through. The question was, what happened? Wow, you mentioned that she has the Echad Nemi Bisurin. Is this Dovah Shabi Erva? Well, that's the Rad Kasha, no? What kind of Echad Nemi Bisurin? Is Dovah Shabi Erva around here? What kind of Echad? What are you talking about? What kind of Echad Nemi Bisurin? He doesn't know what he's talking about. What are you saying? Is Dovah Shabi Erva promised Mishnayim? I forgot the lowest class of Yisura. They quote the Gemara in Kiddushin of Samuel Rav. How will the Ramban get out of that one? I mean, it's first character clearly based on the economic service. So the answer is as follows. Back on the base of the day, I showed you, I'll show you, take a look at it, the side, on the side of the Gemara, the Haggad side. Yes, sir, guys.
You
The one that wants to get married right now?
Right.
No. But the problem is that her, she has a chazaka that she's single. That may be true. But the fact that she's single is not enough. If her sister's married to this guy, she may not marry him. But if you're single, you find a girl, she's single. And you want to marry her. But if you're single, take her back. She's single, you want to marry her. Terrific. Only one problem. You're already married to her sister. Because you made a shliach, who may have married you to her sister. So that's the problem. The fact that she's single is irrelevant. Oh, she's single. Of course she's single. But my dear friend, you can't marry every single girl in the world. There's some things that you can't marry, right? I mean, that's whatever reason. So one single you can't marry is your wife's sister. Like we don't think those, but we have a Rabbeinu Gersh, okay, we don't have these things. But if you'd be married to a sister, you couldn't marry her. It didn't tell you that there's a current in the Torah. That's the problem here. Yes, Shalom.
You're saying that these girls are coming, even though they're not getting married, they're coming to the single right now.
Right.
But you're only going to open up the Pandora's box by saying that you're single now, because you're only going to take a shot that hasn't really worked.
Well, word's getting around the street that Nebuch Shvet Zaleya can't get married to this guy because the Dayanim are causing a hassle. Maybe the chosn wants to marry Leah, they're already married to Sarif Garachel, they hear this in the street, they know what to do. So they come to bed and then they say, I never married this guy. And then they haven't been getting married yet, right? But one day they will be. So therefore, it's relevant that the last parents of Ramban is wrong. Now I want to tell you more about Beis HaMidrash. The Gemara is over here, a discussion of Bifanenechtam, and Echad Zaliv. What do you mean Echad Zaliv? That's only by Sophic Kelet, Sophic Shuma, the lowest Chazak Yisura. Look at this now. This Chazak Yisura Meshesish, she's known to be a married woman, and they're 2 years old. And we have to get to print the Havi. On the right hand, Mark wanted to say, V'Havi. Dava Shabiyeva, V'en Dava Shabiyeva, Fokos Mishnayim. So Tosa says, Havi Dava Shabiyeva, Hai the Naka Dava Shabiyeva, Omeri, Shun the Isha Rabba, Navi Lama Tatechet, Shishari Surikon, Hevel the Hector Shikonamas, Misafgalon, there's a doubt. Imehem and Afilu Tzchazik Yisura, Lav Yodav Olo. It's a suffix. It's presumably unresolved. It's an unresolved suffix. So therefore, just to clinch the kasha, we throw in for good measure the fact that his dove should be erva. But Tosis is on both sides. But Tzadik is unresolved. We have to go to Chumrah. So Lachol Lamaisa Tosis Paskin is throughout Shas that Ein Eid Echad Nemon the Yisurin against Cheskes Yisur. This is Tosis Shita. This is Tosis Shita. Therefore, so they have two separate kashas in effect. Lamaisa, two separate kashas. Or two separate kashas. Number one, it is Chazik Yisur. And number two, Vehavi. Dava Shabiyeva. It is also, each kash is independent. There's the Rav's assumption over here as well. The two separate kashas. They never not believe the Kazi Yisur. They never not believe Dava Shabiyeva. However, the Ramban happens to pass the Yevamos Peches, not like those. He says it's not Mesafkala. It's determined at the end of the Sugya to call the Ramban of the Sugya of the Gemara Yevamos, that at least have a Yisurim against Cheskat Yisur. Easily, the Machmer Fire talks about it, because it's so, according to the Ramban and other Rishikotskis. If that's the case, and that's at least against Cheskat Yisur, so what's the Gemara's cash over here? What are you talking about Cheskat Yisur for? The answer is, no separate cash. It's only one big cash. What's the one big cash? And I cannot believe when it's Chazak Yisura and Dabba should be Erva. But if it would just be Chazak Yisura, and I cannot believe. What's the corollary of that? If it would just be Dabba should be Erva, he'd also believe. That's the Marik. That's the Marik, which is called Rabbi Kiveg and Shorash Ayan Bey. It's shot in the court of the sheep of Haramban. It should come out that I cannot believe in Yisura, even though it's Chazak Yisura. And Dabba should be Erva, if it's not Chazak Yisura. Don't I believe you have two strikes against you. The sheet is the Ramban. That's how the Ramban would answer the first kasha of the Ran. The Ran has the kasha against the Ramban's first akuda. And say, that could never be Yisurim. What are you talking about? What are you saying? If after all, it's what? It is a, it's a Dama Shabiyah. The answer is, so what? So what? Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. Incidentally, and I don't want to go too much into the lumpers now, but one could correlate these things. How the Ramban, you told me yesterday, which I repeated again this morning, that the reason why Chazaka doesn't work is because Chazaka is what we called yesterday a din hanhaga, it's not a biru, right? If that's the case, we could argue very cautiously why it is, according to the Ramban, that it echad believed against Chazaka's history. It's really a misnomer. And that's what I believe against Cheskat Yisur. When an Echad walks in, Cheskat Yisur walks out. Because what's the whole point of Cheskat Yisur? It's not to clarify the fact, but it's to tell us what to do when we don't know the fact. And an Echad walks in. An Echad desires the fact, right? It's all right. An Echad believes what is no Cheskat Yisur. So an Echad obviously is enough of an authority to rely upon in Yisurim. Now that an Echad walked in, Cheskat Yisur walked out. It's very good to a Svara why going to the Ramban and the Erechad should work, quote unquote, but lochem cheskat yisur, because once the Erechad is there, the cheskat yisur in effect disappears, like Ruvah Chazok we said yesterday. That might be the Ramban Lishitot, or maybe it's also not the way. So there's a different understanding of Chazok. Maybe it's close to this in Chazoka, even though it doesn't rationally clarify the fact, but Al-Pi Halacha is considered to clarify the fact. And if so, it's so powerful, it can win even against an Erechad. Perhaps, that's why I told Beto, like the Ramban Shita. Again, I don't want to get too deeply involved in this Lishitot, so literally, but there may be a correlation between the 2 points which we're explaining according to the Shita Haramban. Perhaps. Now, the Ran has a kasha against Ishtecha Zinsa. Right? Ishtecha Zinsa. What do you see? Ishtecha Zinsa Be'erecha, the Kiddushin of Sam of Rav. So we see, Ein Anes Teres L'Rava. Ein Anes Teres L'Rava. Right? Why not? But I guess the Ramban will give the following answer. Why are you so prejudiced and so single-minded about making Yisurim? The same as we'll say, that Ein Echad does not believe in Dabba Shebi'erev against Cheskat Yisur. I'll say the same thing. Ein Echad does not believe in Dabba Shebi'erev against Cheskat Hefer. It's going to Cheskat Hefer the Bible. All of a sudden the guy walks in and says, Mizana Chutzpiyak. You can't be enough with these 1-8 against the Cheskat Hefer. That's how presumably the Ramban would answer that kasha of the Ran. The Pashtus. So now I have a little problem with the lashon of the Ramban I want to share with you, confide in you that I had this problem. I was looking at my notes 20 years ago, I had this problem, I didn't know the answer. And now 20 years later, I think I have an answer. 20 years to figure out that maybe I had read it a little wrong. That long-winded statement that'll be true that the Ramban has, this, one of those things that he says is as follows. He says, the kol shken ha'ochad lo is chazak yisura v'chashasha bi'almahi. That's the middle point. Again, it's 3 points. What did Echad never be yisura? The last point is, nemena talat, which I explained to you the best I could, and once they're walking in, that the chazak will work for them. The chazak is working for them once they walk in. Bemela, they're not up to that because of the Chesed Tzvi, which works for them. Because they can get married, works for them, it works for the other one as well. This is what I'm talking about right now. Good, all right, fine. What's in the middle? The Koshken Achab, the lowest Chazak Yisura, the Chashasha Biyamri. What does that mean? 20 years ago, I read the Rabban to me the top. He said one big thing. He said, Echa nema bi yisurit, v'koshken achad lo atchazik yisurit v'chashah b'yalmi. So I got into big trouble. Why? My whole point to explain the previous phrase was, Echa nema bi yisurit, what does that mean? That means even though it's considered dove shemi erva, nonetheless, since it's lo atchazik yisurit, you believe. I got to explain that. I said, no, it's a good shot. It's a marik. But I got into trouble, because the very next line says, v'koshken achad lo atchazik yisurit. So I'm explaining that the previous line is saying, oh, it's not the what's the next line repeating it for? That's what bothered me. Akasha. Let me say my point. I said before, the answer to the first, the last kasha, the first of the 3 points of the Ramban is that he has the kasha. And that's what I'm sure that's what I'm what's the answer? Even though I'm you believe, it's not against the kasha. It's beautiful. My rig, but the kivag, oh, fine, terrific. But then the question becomes the next phrase. The kosh can offer the lowest kasha gisura, the shosha biyami. Isn't it saying over here, now he's saying the lowest kasha gisura until now he didn't come on to that point? That's a bother me then. 20 years later, I think I have a new shot. I think I read the word is wrong. I think. You never know, you change your mind. The word lo etzchazik yisura usually means, right, there's no chesed iser in the sense that, look, there's no status quo of iser. The contrary, there's a status quo of heter. But I think maybe he means as follows. He's not talking about chazaka de meikara, as he used the word, you know, to mean, status quo. No. I think he means is, you will find in certainly in the Pesukim, but even earlier, maybe even in the Gemara, that the word is chazik yisura, sometimes it's what we call in our language, a different language, ikva yisura. What does ikva yisura mean? You know, in Oshim Tolui, you have to suffix chela, suffix shuma, and you have a korban. According to what we pass in, it's not enough to have a piece of meat, I'm not sure if it's chela or shuma. That's not good, you're puzzled. You have to have two pieces of meat. One was chela, one was shuma, and then one of them came to me, I'm not sure which one it is. That's called ikva yisura. That expression, the shock and others, the Rishonim, call that a tzchazik yisura. That's what it means over here. When it says over here, follow. Listen carefully. It says over here, the koshken ochad lo tzchazik yisura v'chashosha b'yamni, what I think it means, that's all one big phrase. Chashosha b'yamni, who said the shliach was successful in marrying anybody? He maybe didn't marry anybody. We told you already yesterday. It's a very shlach chazaka. Why? It's not in his hands to carry out this mission. It's mission impossible. Maybe no one's going to want to marry a man they never saw. Right? Who's going to marry? It's ridiculous. So you won't be able to find a single girl who's going to want to marry this guy. We're worried that maybe he found service Garocho. There's one of those three married him. Maybe you can find him in the whole wide world to marry him. That's why I understood it. That's what it means. That's called chashasha. The Alma. That's what I thought. Maybe. Again, in the first answer or two, the Rabbi wasn't coming on to the Chesed of Pnuya. Because, as Ellie said, they don't want to marry the other woman right now. It's only in his third parent that he says that they're coming to Bezdin and they can be married in the future based on this Mike to Bezdin, that we can invoke the Chesed of Pnuya. That's what I thought. Fine. Tom Tosis and said, yeah, I'm sorry.
So then the Rabbi, when he asked the question before the Rabbi, he hadn't misunderstood his Rabbi,
the Rabbi, the Rabbi asked the first point, what do you mean? What do you mean? It says, I don't believe even if it's what? It is no chesed, that's the Rabbi Chita. That's not what the Rabbi, clearly. The Rambam did not relate to the last two reasons of the Rambam. Why didn't he? Good question. Maybe just, I don't know. Well, didn't it? I can't answer. Maybe he talks about it there. I don't know. If I have a Chidush Iran, you look at the back. Maybe there he talks to the Rabbi Arichas. He relates to the last 2 points of the Rambam. I didn't look it up. I have a Chidush Iran in the room and there's colors and farce. We have someone to write to Medrash. So if you're right, Rava then a Rava. Look, let's see if he relates to those 2 points. I don't know. So now, Tosfos rejects the Ramban in turn. It's a mutual relationship here. Ramban rejects Tosfos. Tosfos rejects Ramban. Tosfos says, you mean to tell me the sisters are going to come? Let's take a look over here. So both are turned to Tosfos. Right, this is over here, Sanos Dalet, Amar Alef. You tell me it's Medina. It's Tafilu Bot, Palakrovo. Yamush, Lonus Kashu, Lot Tamchina, Dibura, Bialma. Ooh. Tosfos did not fight the Ramban on every point. That could have been conceived. No, they fought him on every front. They're saying, if you'll say Medina, Medina holds a single sister, holds a single, every other relative in the world who would ask the husband of this corrupt, that other woman, comes to bed that I was never married. I'm not married to this guy. They wouldn't be believed. It's the Bura of the Alma. But the question is, you're banished to them. What kind of people are the Allah? Are they believed to put them on their own right? If they want to marry, how about their belief? Chas v'shalom, Tosfos didn't say that they can't marry. So once they can marry, why can't their sister marry? In other words, Reuven wants to marry Leah. But Reuven already said to Shliach, he married a girl, that's not what it is. So Sarah and Rumpel come and say, we never married anybody, much less Reuven. It's a job, they're not going to marry him. So we don't believe him. Why don't you believe him? Can Sarah marry anyone she wants now? Yes. Rivka? Yes. Rachel? Yes. So what do you mean? We don't believe him?
Why can't they?
Huh?
Why can't they?
They can certainly get married. No, Tosfos and Nagas, they can't get married.
Why not? They also call.
Well, they can't marry.
So it means no one will get married. No woman. No woman can ever marry. They were never married at all, period. They were never married at all. Don't attach to anybody. Right? So the male, right? Oh. The Rashi has this cash. So the interesting point is that the Ran says that although we may not believe their words, we believe their deeds. Unbelievable. Actions speak louder than words. If you ever needed a thought for it, here it is. Take a look on the Ran. Action speaks louder than words. If they just say we were never married, they're not so there. Words, only words. What do you mean it's only words? If they get married to somebody else, though, oh, that's a whole different story. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Where's that line? Oh. Well, the C's there, it's 4 lines under the name of. With Lotam Chinat Dibur of Yama, well, if he's a Mutar Meshalech, Meshadah Isha Kokra, Mosef, Kachul Acherim, the Misa Dekidesh HaShaliach, Achat Mehen, the Layuchos Osum Miskacho, the Otto the Vonash Shavola, and the Nashav Shiesh and Kurovat Pneus. How do you like that? Actions speak louder than words. If they marry, they marry. If they just say they weren't married, we don't believe them. What's that all about? So you get the impression, I thought it in the footnote on the Ramban 96, quote to Chassam Sefer, who seems to say that found an amazing shot. When Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel come and say we were never married, so we say, well, they can be married, they can marry, but we don't trust them to let Leah marry this guy Reuven. Chassam Sefer seems to say, Achidish Neira. When Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel say that they were never married, we don't believe them really either. The credibility is not completed at that moment. When is the credibility completed? It's kind of a bonky effort. When they marry, that's what it sounds like you're saying. I didn't see the original. When they marry, when Sarah gets married, you know, she puts her money where her mouth is. I mean, you know, she puts herself where her mouth is. So obviously, she really takes it seriously. Otherwise, she wouldn't be put herself in a situation of having to show them, oh, Avesha Dish. So it sounds like it's an amazing definition. That's what I thought in the Chassam Sofer. again quoted in this footnote. Sounds like he's saying that when they say that they were single, they don't believe them either for themselves. But when they get, when they marry, they actually speak louder than words. They must be telling the truth. So the fact that they got married, then that action would speak louder than words on behalf of this Leah as well. She could marry Reuven. The three sisters got married. Yes, Harry. That's the question. How does Reuven decide a Kedushin? So I guess it's kind of a bond here, but the rabbi gets up there and says, you know, I'm not 100% sure you're really telling the truth. But the minute that he says, Ariyat, and you stick out your finger and you married, you obviously you never married before. Strange, some Muslim life. With every woman in the whole wide world, when is one mad bomber who said, sent out a shliach to Makarif, anyone knows the witness, and the guy dies, everyone in the world is only believed to marry when she married, not before. Some Muslim life. Now, that's what it sounds like. Yes, I know.
And why can't you say, and to some extent, so I understand the reply, that you have
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Shigas
Hafesh. I understand that. Why are you saying you're not going to trust that I'm looking for these women without the woman? I'm looking for the men for a chance.
We have a chance to screw you, you say?
Yes.
Okay. The Tosis is not going without my house. I mean, you could have said that. You could have. You could have. You could have. Now, about thy Tosis is the Knaf. Okay? It's a Knaf. It's only a Knaf. Fine. Why is it only a class? Because after all, it's a small chance. And Tosfos doesn't say it's kol kavua kamak. Tosfos reject kol kavua. That's a small chance. A small chance? No. What about the Ramban? So I tell you the footnote, he quotes the only God that says the Ramban holds, it's kol kavua kamak. I went through this yesterday, I'm going through it again. It's not our Indian right now. It's like 10 butcher stores, all of which are still there, you're still up there, still selling kosher, you're still selling trade there. Is that comparable over here? It's not comparable. Not the show we mentioned that yesterday. Fine. About that, I asked you to help with the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if you did yet, and this is found in Simon, what, Lamed Hay? So a very interesting point I made over there. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, you should open it up.
If you do.
Simon Lamed Hay. Some very interesting things are there. The Beis Shmuel is one of the, of course, arguably the main commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Ben Menahezer, has an interesting point over here, which is debated. He says, does it stop? You want to say, Lama Lamin Sex Faker, Shemelo Kiddush. But if it's a Lama Kiddush, Shemelo Zuisha Kiddush. In other words, even assume that the Ramban is right. Kol Kavua is Kemetha Metha Dami. But here's a sex thing. Shemelo Kiddush. In other words, lady married nobody. If you married somebody, so we'll treat it a lot as a 50-50 chance that this is the lucky one who's relatively married. So she should be looking at sex thing. Sorry?
Because
others say
she didn't.
No, but the preface of this is that Chazak HaShliach HaShlichut is not a Vador. Because we're going to say, Lechum and Alakula. You've heard? Lechum and Alakula? Okay? Everyone else knows that. The Meister, I'm asking if you know what. Open to the Toast. Shabbat Shalom, remain a little out of order. Open to the Toast, but I'm sorry, I went out a little out of order. It's time to challenge him at base. No, you're right.
That's not what he wasn't saying.
Let's see the Toast. Hani mir lechumra, do we say chazak hashlich on tishlichutal, ava lekula lo. Now what does that mean? Absolute, apply equally lechumra and lekula. The Tosa says, afila rav sheshu, tenu beperek chachol ma'arvin. The Bishaltar and Ami Chazak HaShlich 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 that indicates that if it works even on a Zinda or Raita, that means an absolute, it should work even Lekula. Hani Mili B'mokam Shem Lo Yata HaShlich HaShlich Lo Yavoh HaMeshalech HaDeaveir Im Yitzvok Al HaShaliyah. That's a super Chazak HaShlich HaShlich HaShlich. In that kind of case, I'm Shesh is told that if the Zinda Raita works even Lekula. Abul Khan, if Lo Yidin Get O Lo Yikadash Lo Yavoh HaMeshalech HaDeaveir B'Shulkat Mo because here it's only the Rabbanan for sure. Here it wouldn't work on a level of the alright. So because it's not a super chazaka, it's not going to be a rabbi if you don't do it. Period. We happen to pass in Medina, Rabotai, against Rav Sheshi. We pass in Medina that even in a case in which it would result in an iser on your part, if I don't fulfill the shlichus, we still don't say, Chazaka shlichus, shlichus, my daughter, right. That's a whole literature about two things. One, Mechirat Chometz. What right do you have to rely on the rabbi that he told you Chometz? After all, it's a daraita by Rabbi Yamate, and it's on a din daraita, so we cannot trust the shlichus of the shlichuso. So the two answers. What is the answer to this? The daraita to this will be our Matagi. It's answer number one. Rabbi, I'd like the second answer.
Rabbi,
why is he more than a shliach? Why? No. Why is he more than a shliach? What? No. What? No. That's why I know these cases. To pay him. If you pay him, so then it's a much bigger chazak, it's a very chosh mishpat, it's a then pay. Pay them, do something to the citizen. This is to be found, I think, in Achiezer. If you want to look it up, in Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simon, Ayin Gimel. He has two subcards basically on this topic. I think he throws an idea, I think, I'm not sure if it's there, that's there, it's the rabbi gets paid. So I always claim, the rabbi who sells the chometz to the people of his own shul, he's being paid by members of his own shul, you don't have to pay him a dollar to do it. But if, but if someone who's not in the shul asks the rabbi to sell the chometz, then he should give him something because he wants to be, so he should be a chazaka, shliach of the shul. I have to tell you that in my whole career, I've been selling chometz for many years, there are a couple of times when I'm not so sure I really fulfilled the shliach. It's really bad news. And none of it never happened to me in my shul. Never. Once, one of the rabbis faxed me a form, an Erev Yontif, and I think when I gathered up the forms, I don't know what happened. It was one of those early sales. Always with the early sale. I sold twice. Most of those people who were living in, who were, you know, going to Eretz Yisrael or Europe, that kind of stuff. So twice I got fouled up, I think, in all the years with gathering up the forms. The early sale form got mixed up in the wrong file, and I discovered it later. So that, mistakes can happen. Human error exists, even if we try to be so careful. I try to have a fail-safe, and I write it over twice and everything. I don't begin. Mistakes can happen, and what to do with it. That's A. B, talked there about Shalach Manas. I sent some of the Shalach Manas, and he supposed to give this to do what I asked him to, give this Manas to somebody else. And he asked the Shalach, but maybe it's a Kavinda Araita. Why? It's not a Araita. But what, where's the sound that's supposed to Shalach Manas? Where? In the Gilat Esther. Some say that whatever sound in Tanakh, it has the status of a Doraita. Especially Megillah, Divishon Vemet, but treated to some extent like Doraita, which is mistaken, etc. We talked about that too. So the Dechazak goes to Shikhoz Ghut when it comes to Shalach Manas. The way out of that is, get one yourself in your own hand. People send their kids, and their this, and their wife, and their husbands, and their friends, and their family, whatever. One, get in your own hand. Don't get in your own hand. Mr. Brewer quoted it for some reason. I don't know why he quoted that sheet. Opinion. Yeah, that's something like that. Passion is not that. Passion is really not that way at all.
When you're here,
I think it's Chelik Gimel Simon Ayim Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Now, it's interesting. So he says over here, why for the sex's sake? In other words, something I thought whether he married any woman. Because you don't think about the Shiva of Jerusalem. In this case, certainly it's only a suffix. And secondly, if he did, that this is maybe not the relative of this particular lady. You know the answer? A cloud of sex's sake. Suffix echoes the goof. Suffix echoes the tarubin. Lamani sex's sake because this is again a sharp Indian. This is such a big Indian, not for not his message. You should have a glossary of terms. You learn every day, you learn to find out one day. And especially if you learn the text of Beit, in the beginning, they talk about Gimel Dallas. At Suffolk Echad the Goof, which means we're not sure about the fact, is it to say, is it Trafer or Kosher? At Suffolk Echad the Tarubas, now we're not sure, is this the one that we're not sure is Trafer or Kosher? So many folks can say, to the Subas also, and after Dallas, that some folks can say, they don't apply the rules of sex. Sex is either 2 seconds for Goof, or 2 seconds for Tarubas, but the two kinds, different kinds of seconds cannot combine to make a sex. Again, I can't go into the lungs now, has to do with the sex to be Tom Rove, or it's a different, you know, again, I can't. I just have to hold back. I can't get into too far into other things. But this is an interesting thing that I have to see in the Taz. The Magid of the Taz has a wild interpretation. It's still going to be a sex thing. Why? Unbelievable. One topic. maybe he never married any woman. And that's the second topic. The second topic is, maybe she's the woman. Not a sister, it's her. There's three possibilities. It's some other woman in the whole wide world, it's 99.9%. It's one of the three sisters, 0.001%. And it's her! Maybe it's her!
And is she that one?
That's part of the question. That's what he starts to suggest over here. That's what I throw back to make the sex. I'm not sure
whether it's
could be. This is going to be a ma'amok on the bottom of the top of the Hagi. I don't know. That's an amazing shot. Okay. Now, Rabotai, when Rashi on our sugya talks about this sin, he mentions the word arayat. Rashi says, where is it? Maybe it's a great mistake to know this. Rashi doesn't say too much over here. We're afraid that it's a relative. Rashi notices the word arayat. Arayat means arayat, the oraisa. The oraisa. The Rambam. Did I ask you Rambam? Or sure enough.
Rambam.
Please let me look my Rambam. Prepare to test in the Chavish Shalom of Avos. Oh, I'm talking about that little Mishnah about it. I meant the first part. Well, a little bit long, but the first part, the first half is important. I'm sorry, I should have written, I apologize. Okay. Correct. Okay. So the Rambam says something very interesting. I'm close to Vince. What does he say? And he gives examples. Bat, aim, achot. Okay? But mutav isha and the krovos to go in elu. You get the impression that Rambam clearly that it's only a problem that there's an erva d'oraisa. There's only an erva d'rabbanan around it's called shnius l'arayas. It would not present a problem. It would not present a problem. Someone's the mission on another. It would not present a problem. But he says that may be true only if it's a knas. So he goes through the whole, arichas. Is it a knas? Is it a din? Is it a knas? Every detail, is it a knas? Is it a din? To the Rambam. He suggests as follows, that if it's only a knas, understand, they only made a knas by a possibility of Erev or Oraisa. But according to the Rambam, one might argue that suggests the Mishnah Lamela, that even if it's only a possibility of Shneas to Rabbanan, we might still say it's Asa Mibina. So maybe to say, Sneak Rabbanan Lakula. Excellent. Now comes the big problem. A man said to his trusted friend, Reuven said to his friend, Kadesh Li, I want you to marry for me, not any Isha Ba'olam, that beautiful young lady, her name is Chana, and she, her last name is such and such, and she lives in such and such an address. I'm embarrassed to go over to her. Knock on the door, say, my friend Reuven wants to marry you. So, the proper reaction of it would be slam his daughter's face. Maybe slap him in the face. I don't know what the proper reaction would be. Maybe Chana will be so taken by my offer to marry her, she'll say yes. And here's a ring. And you put on a finger and the nozzle's up. Okay? So Reuven tells it to his trusted friend, wants to marry Chana. Trusted friend. Hears this, goes on his way. He's so befuddled by the dodge of a heart attack. He says, what the... She's out of the picture. Now what do we do? We have to re-examine this halakha. What is this? I repeat, not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says, marry any woman you want. He says, no, Chana Cohen, and this is his address. I want you to marry her for me. That's an Isha Plonis. What is it then? No Gemara about it. No Gemara about it. So it's Mr. Mach has the following presentation. According to the first shot in Tosis, has the head is based upon roles, right? You tell it any woman. There's no role over here. There's no role. If Chana has a sister, right? And now this guy wants to marry Chana's sister now, he changed his mind. She's even more beautiful. So the Chana's sister is a Rochel, right? The Rochel wants to be a Fatov, a Fatmara. He wants to now marry Rochel, so then he can't do it. Why? 50-50 chance. Anybody married to Chana? They're not so beautiful, not as beautiful sister. suggests the Mishnah Lamelcha. According to the second Teretz, are you kidding? You think that Chaz would agree to marry this guy Reuven sight unseen? What are you kidding? You're kidding me? She's never going to say yes. If that's true, then even if he tells her to marry one person, Chana, then maybe he took and marry Rachel. That's what the Mishnah Melech presented over here in Simon, in Terek Tess Nechazishas, Halacha Vot. So the Ramor writes, over here, in Simon Lamed Hei Sefir Al. He says, yes, Omer, to Adin, if Sivo, the Kadesh, Isha, Plonis, Umeis, Hashliach, Nesa, Miyad, the Krovotel, Yitam, Chazok, Hashliach, Osa, Shlichu, so, who said so? The Rivosh. The Rivosh is the source of the Zed. The Rabbah quotes it from Rivosh. He took it from the Groh. The Groh Chavot says, Rivosh Shimon Pei Bei. The Lama Mehanal, he learned from how it did. Now, is it true or is it not true? So the Rabbah and Tifchah, excuse me, the Bei Shavu, Lama Nal, like the follows. The Rabbah is the Dayek in the Dayek Emotion from Tosfos this way. Why? Because Tosfos says, Osta Mishum Knaak, Im Kain, excuse me, I'm sorry, the yes calls him a dead. And some argue. Who argues? So most of the Dayak and Tosfos argue. Why are they arguing? It's only based upon a Knaas. Take Shetiva, the Tanish, Shaplonis, Deno Chayim Knaas, Mutzah Bekravato. So there are more arguments than the reverse. The yes calls him. He says that because the Tosfos is only the Mishnah. But that's no role, so then you don't have to come on to the class. He was off the Medina. That's what he said. Off the Medina. Apparently, he's assuming the real reason is the role, which does not apply over here. I guess there are balls. The real reason is that Chazak is very schwach, because he can't marry the girl against her will. She may not say yes. In other words, it's a shvacha, very shvacha chazok. Very shvacha chazok. And the only reason we view it as a chazok at all, that a Beis Meir phrase this, is because of the Knaas. The Knaas leads us to consider this very shvacha chazok as a chazok which we should consider. Otherwise, we wouldn't even consider it whatsoever. The Beis Meir goes further and says, even quoting the Ramban, it's okay. It's amazing. The Ramban said, it's always up to Medina. Right? There's the following interesting Kiddush Neira. That's what he said. When the Ramban only says it's up to Medina, it's a far out case, we said, marry any girl for me. Look, see now he goes from door to door. Hello, do you want to marry Reuven? Hello, what am I, Ruben? Well, you know, people sell cosmetics the same way, you know, they're waiting for the kids to let the lucky break. After knocking on 55 doors, says, who's Ruben? What's his website? You know, what's his internet? A burger, a private date? My food? Yeah, what am I, Ruben? Very compatible. Yeah. All right? So then, even though Ruben can't force them to marry him, but he's knocking on doors. So somebody, you know, some whatever you want to call it, will give it. But if Ruben is telling I want to marry Chana, the chance of saying yes, I don't see, is one in a million. That's nothing. So therefore, even the Ramban who holds up the Medina, it don't have to be the Beit HaChazak, Mashiach of the Shlichus, and we have a choice of all the women in the world. If you only have a choice of one, the chance is going to say no for sure, overwhelmingly. Boom. That's the opposite of the Rivash. The opposite of the Rivash. The Mishnah of Melech suggests that Tzorah Nuchas he says. In Tzorah Dal Lachadal, he rejected it, but the Beit Meir likes that kind of a Tzorah. Interesting. What happened to the following character both times? Listen carefully. If the man, the Shliach says, come back, Reuven. Yes, Reuven, I was successful. I was successful. I found you a wife.
Oh, yes? Who is she? Who is she?
All of a sudden, her name is... He just too excited to tell him he's not the answer. And now, he doesn't know who's telling. Talk about cases, that was unbelievable. When you say, they open the window, they're too hot. These cases get too hot for me. I can't handle these cases. Yeah, I need some air, please. So, in that kind of case, what'll happen? We'll say it's mutabi din rove. Again, if you're lying on the rove, the main reason is rove, it's again mutabi chol nosh rove. If you're lying on the din of chazok, they said a chazok is a shmach a chazok, he is not a shmach a chazok, the guy came back and said, I did it. So he's not enough to meet him, which time a person said, the main reason. Yeah, the person in this case. They don't talk about the heart attack, but I just said it, the guy came back, and I won't tell you. That's more likely. I'm afraid of more likely than there. I won't tell you. Why not? $1 million. Now, that was a mice. That was a mice with the Shikana. Similar mice. What?
Chaos when they came back.
Whatever I'm saying. Okay. Fine. We stopped. Maybe. Okay. Now, perhaps the most interesting point, which the Mishnah Melech talks about, which I want to discuss with you now, is something we were ready to talk about a little bit last week, I think, or a few weeks ago. Very important Rambam. Very important Rambam. How much does this sound? Hoysa la krova achos, o ein v'chayote behen. Hoysa la krova eishet ish, v'shah she'asu a shliach. Af a bishin is gaya shekona she'yomas a shliach, hare de mutabar. Ve'in omrim shem a kiddish a shliach at krova so, acha shen is gaya shah. Ve'shalo hoysa ru'iyo v'shah she'asu a shliach, ve'in odam ose shliach l'karish l'ar l'isha, she'yokho shu l'karish v'shat a shliach. This is a famous gemara in Nadir. We have, I think we discussed it before. Yes! Because he asked, the cash of the Messiah. I mentioned Lashon one of the Messiah for you, Dr. Vade. Iu lo mati ovid, shliach lo mati mashvi. Now it's important language to know. Whatever you can't do, you can't make a shliach to do it for you. Okay? You can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach to do it for you. That's the difference. You can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach. So the Rambam, at the time that he appointed this guy as a shliach to marry a woman for him, so this woman, Rachel, had a sister, whose sister Leah, but Leah was married to Chaim at the time. In the interim, they got divorced, the Chaim died. It doesn't matter. The Shliach cannot marry Leah for me, because Leah, at the time that I appointed the Shliach, was a married woman. And Eula Mati, but I couldn't marry myself, and I can't make a Shliach to marry. So says the Rambam. The Gemara knows it up in days. Yeah? Famous Gemara, famous Rambam. What is the basis of this? That's why I see the Mishnah now. This is the source in Poskim for this famous discussion. He goes to Marimat. The Marimat says that this din is only an umdana. I told you what, as one of our first shiurim, all was about two hemispheres, right? Halacha and umdana, which means laws, rules and regulations, and reality and psychology. To which half does this belong? The deal about the other ship about the master. The Marit says it's only in the world of psychology. I don't have in mind you should marry a woman when I appoint you, because why not should you marry somebody else? I don't have it in mind. What's my own dinner? But if I insist on it, I say, I'm desperate to marry. Marry any woman for me. Even if she's married now, by the time you get there, she's single, marry her. We work with the married man. Look, the Rambam's expression is ambiguous. You can't tell from the Rambam one or the other. Person says no, it's a halach. This is the world of halach. Impossible. If it cannot be done by the person himself, even if you say it's a favorish, even if you want it to happen, klar, it doesn't work. The machlokas toast against the marimat. The Mishnah Melech claims that the Gemara in other Yudbeis is mefurish against the marimat. Mefurish. This is the case of a Omar Apotropos called the Darvish Tot Tidor Ishti, the Kana Sha'avol, the Makaploni, Hopela, the Hapela. There's all discussion, Ishi Yikimena, Ishi Yitereno. If not for that, the Apotropos could be made here. What do you see? Milton Lamati Avra Ashta, Akilish also Shriach for Favish, Lo Mahani. That's how he says. But the truth is, the Marimat is not the only one. I'm not sure the Marimat even is. It must be someone who lived not long before the Mishnah Lamela. But I looked in the other Tzvarim, and they quoted the Machlokas that we've shown him. Toast the nuz is the Favish, it doesn't work. The Favish, black and white. Black and white. I looked in the author of Boskin, he says, has a Sefer Truma. A Rishon, seems to all like the Marimat. Even the Rambam, elsewhere, Mashal Law, here's the Kenny Cantel, like the Marimat. Again, Tosas and Rogue Rishonim seem to go like Tosas. It's a big Machloek. The Aruch HaShulchan is Machloek in the Chosh Mishpat. Here's a big Nach Kamila in the Chos Chometz, and they mentioned it last time. When I come to sell the Chometz, I kept saying that back to sell the Chometz. I always try not to slap my star or saw till as close to Pesach as possible. What am I afraid about? Some of them point me, Rish Chodesh, okay, Rabbi, I'm Purim. I'm going to point to the Rabbi to sell the Chometz for me. Very nice. Next day, I go to the store and buy, a whole bunch of pasta. Right? Then, I can't finish it, they miscalculated. So they sell that pasta. I'm selling the pasta for them. No good, according to the Mishnah Lamela. Why? Because the moment that they appointed me to sell the Chometz, they didn't own it. You can't appoint a shliach or something you don't know. So I'm always very careful. I try my best to make myself scarce. I'm not ready yet. Well, like in a few weeks, days into this, and I try to tell people, so now you finished, don't come early. Have you finished buying all your chametz? Don't buy any more chametz, because I can't sell it for you. B'shat atchak, push came to shove as far as Yisrael Rabbanim, of chametz, shavah, of a Pesach is concerned, perhaps it could be made to. A saying that there are posts like the Marimat, and the Sefer Truma, and a Rambam, perhaps, who holds as a matter of umdana. I'm sorry. Oh, that's amazing. The Rabbanim over here, correct? Chametz, Shavah, and the Chalal, the Rabbanim, even if it was no bitlessly, it's like the Knaas is only, the Rabbanim. Obviously, he wanted out of here. That's clear with the Zeruchah, for sure. But that Biyada, most of even Biyada won't work. And there's a distinction with perhaps between Dova, Shalom, all of Cloud, close this case. A man says to a person, be makvish chala. There's a big problem here. Be makvish chala. The problem is now there's no chala, there's no dough. The makvish chala men are iso. Right now it's flour and water. I have flour here, I have water there, but there's no dough. Dova, Shalom, all of them. How can you make a shliach to be makvish chala? That's the whole discussion in the text. Be ilamati ovish, shliach lamati mashvi. Because the dough is not in the world at all. With items in the world, but there's some other impediment preventing you from doing it, perhaps the other really, really would work. And I guess what I found, unbelievable. A task which you raised in the Nesivis, I mentioned this from, I think Abba Berman talked about it, a whole lot of this. It's Rabbi Kivager's kasha, not the Nesivis asked this kasha. Rabbi Kivager here asked the kasha, how can the Mishnah say, Kisvu Tanu? I make you a shliach to write again and to give it to the wife. How can I do that? At the moment that I made the shliach, the get wasn't around. How can I make you a shliach to give the get to my wife? But the moment that I made the shliach, there was no get. So we should say, Ilo Mati Ovid, shliach lo Mati Mashi. Right now. So I think it's Rabbi Kivag. I thought it was Rabbi Kivag. We saw from the Nesivis right before. What's the answer? So I don't know, a fancy answer. You see that the shliach is kind of like the Baal himself, for the lumpus. Whole story. No. Ila Mati Avid means that you intrinsically, you can't do it now. Some intrinsic lack that you can't pull it off. You can't pull it off. But over here, I'm making you a shliach to divorce my wife. So I can divorce my wife now. But I'm missing an instrument. That's just a technicality. In other words, what does that mean? When it comes to man and woman divorcing, as long as he's in the world, she's in the world, and they're married right now, we can make a shliach to divorce her. Ah, you're missing the gift? That's a technicality. A technicality which has to be written and delivered. It's only a technicality. As opposed, I want to marry her, should be a mafish chala. So I have to be in the world, me and the Chala, forgive me, me and the Chala. But if you want to have a divorce, that's that me and the Chala have to be in the world, not the get, that's the side one. But if you want to have a Chala, that's that me and the Chala in the world, not flour and water, that's nothing. That's the love that's which they give after the Kivegas cash. Yeah.
I'm not sure this is the same, but isn't it that the sleep was really, the kiss was just one year, not just different things?
The Karen Ora, I think, that you made after this cash. And at the very least, beyond the one else. If you won't consider it must be of it at the present time, beyond the one else, but beyond the right again, so the Mela, he can be Master Shliach. I said, here though, if it's not beyond though, or if we don't take this lumdus, lo must be of it work even in a practical sense. You shouldn't think lo must be of it is restricted to a lumdus. Lo must be of it, I'll be bid. Because the Gemara has in Baba Kamad of Kuf Yud, if lo must be of the Messiah, the guy is too old, too sick to go and do something, so you can't make a shliach either. Even though it's just a matter of mitzvah. So it applies even in that case as well. Fine. Now, is there an afkamina with these hearts in the Ramban? After this whole sugya, hakol bakol nikol kol, is there an afkamina? For the Beit Shmuel, Kedarko, tries to rattle off an afkamina. Here it's the Kotel Lamed, he calls Tosus, he calls the Ramban. He says, what happens? A man has a shliach to marry a woman, the shliach died, and he went ahead and he married Leah, whose sister Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel are still single and always were single. Is the marriage a valid marriage or not? Yes or no? What do you say? According to Tosaf, that is a valid marriage. Kiddushe vada. No doubt about it. Kiddushe vada. However, according to Shita Ha Ramban, it's only Kiddush of Tafik. Could it make it right there? He considered it to be Kavua Kamachta Machadami. And so I went and married Leah against the rules, against the Chazal said, not only did I did a bad thing, more than that. My marriage is not a divine marriage. The best one consider only a Tafik Kiddushin. A Tafik Kiddushin. That's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. The relatives came and said we weren't married. And we waited for the favors. Ramban will say we accept their word. And Tosa says no. Lo samchinan adibura v'alma. The question of course becomes, when Tosa says lo samchinan adibura v'alma, was that their maskana? Was that only in their habamina? Remember, Tosa said lo samchinan adibura v'alma when they were taught in the first three lines, there was a meeker it in. Before they said it's only a knot. But maybe once they come on to the fact it's only a knot, Tos would agree that we rely upon the deeper of the krovos. No? What do you say? Not so clear. Tos said of Tavchina Dibur Biyam in the third line, where they still held it was Medina. Maybe it should work now that it's only me knot. That's what some of the Achronim say. Either Ran is mashed a little bit now. Let's turn to the Ran. Open to the Ran, please.
Yeah.
Post in the third line said, "Los Amchina Dibur Biyam." One postcard was saying it's a knot. They don't go back to the topic. Right, so they all said. When Tosfos wrote the Dina, they said if the others say that we're in the country, you shouldn't believe him. How about arguing? But when Tosfos Maskanis is only a Knossa, some Tosfos say they all concede, as the three sisters come to who weren't married, that indeed he's allowed to marry Leia if they show up. What about the Ran? So the question of, Lonis Maharat is Etzli, the Ramban is wrong. When I mean it's Tamar Asa B'Chalasha B'Ola, right? Now what happens? Now comes already a bracket with the Hagol, with the Fach, with the whole story. If you leave it all out, it proves nothing. Leave out the whole bracket. Lavish across the Bukhud. Right? How can we learn Echabas? You have the Bach, you have the parentheses, it's right, even Ladina, the Ran is saying, so what? Even Ladina, that's Mishim, even, Ladina, take it back. Even the Maskana, that's only Mishim Knas, the Ran seems to be saying, you don't trust the testimony of the sisters. Right? But the Bach says, our God is wrong. Look at the Aleph. Says, our God is wrong. It's wrong. Now, there's always the contrary. But the person of it is Eretz Yaakov. Of Yaakov Gesundheit. Oh, yeah, that was his name. Tremendous guy. He was at the Rav in Warsaw in the middle of the last century. And also, he was at the Beit HaLevi. There was some guys from Meister. They wanted to put him in jail because he was, you know, the old days. Crazy. The monster. Don't story. He wrote a book to Ferris Tavis, Ferris Yaakov, and Gibson. He's very often his own original thinker. He goes against everybody. He does exactly the reverse of this. The Bible makes a lot of sense. He does exactly the reverse. That if you say it's a Knas, about that, what Tosa says at the beginning, that we don't trust, listen, I'll put it to you very briefly, we don't trust the words, we only trust the deeds. Remember we saw Tosa? No, the Guru of Yamalon, you know, but if they get married, we do trust. So the roll call can say, suggest that that's all it's the Zina. What if it's Knasa? What happens then? So then, if you have the gears in brackets, it remains the same. You don't trust the word, trust the deed. If you don't have the brackets, you can say, what are two extremes? The conventionalism is, you even trust the word, it's only a class. But the Sharif Yaakov says, you don't even trust the deed. But even if Sarif and Rachel are going to get married, it doesn't matter, she still can't marry later. Class. Exactly, opposite everybody else. Okay, so it's interesting how you have the same shadow end up with two opposite extremes or end up in the middle. Fine. I want to talk only one more topic for today. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can finish. We got one started today. Maybe I'll finish it. A little bit. I feel behind. Rabbi Menuhin is in. Rabbi Menuhin is in. What did Rabbi Menuhin say? Come on. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Back to the drawing board. This is what you can say. This you can say you got to the mission. At least. Okay. Yeah, time over Shabbos to learn right. Let's go do it. I'll do a blind name tomorrow. Because I want to move. What's Rabbi Menuhin? For the handle of the Zom Rav Menuna, the Rav Menuna, Ha'isha Sha'amah Le'Baila Ger, Ashtani Ne'menet, Chazok Eni Shema'iza Poner Rav'nei Bala. Who's not going to say in front of a husband like that? He's divorced, is that true? Well, the Hadi Mili Hecha the Lekha can come a Sayale. Al Hecha the Messiah of Me'iza Me'iza. Here she has an ally, right? The Shmish is assisting her. It's just saying she's right. So therefore, we say that Me'iza or Me'iza. What's the discussion over here? The big question is in, and there's so many questions over there. What's the scope of this halach? How far does it go? Right. What is it based upon? I'll just rattle up a bunch of shaylas which the Rashba has. We're not going into the details. If you saw that Mar Mokram, I had to see in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud Zayin Tzvei, and a couple of the Shmuel Zibrod, and if you saw the Rashba, I had to see, you saw the whole, a tremendous machloikas and so many different things. The basic machloikas is, do you really believe her? Completely? Did she get married to someone else? Well, no. You only believe her to the extent that her choshes maybe she's telling the truth. So the Rashba does a flip on this. It's very lengthy, very, very lengthy treatise on this topic of Rabbi Menuhin. The Rashba here in Al Adab goes into a lengthy discussion. That the Parsha Pshat in Al Gemara, the part of Shana Gemara is that she believes even the Chatzilu. Right? And so the Ran is in our Daf. The Ran in our Daf says that he can't help it, right? Because the Gemara already got spoke about Hani Milakulachum of Lakulalo. You see from it clearly that the credibility is worth even Lakula, even if she can actually get married. Open to the Ran, you'll see it. The Ran says this. Mefurish. Thank you. The Ran says, for the ham, the Rav Manuna. On the map, okay? The Hamashma. So, the Rav Manuna, I feel that I feel enough to the Chatzila Sagya. The boss of the Tarkina and Hanimir of the Chura, Abu Kulalo, Tarkina, so the Rav Manuna, come, I feel the Kula. Well, Masha, I feel the Tarkina, I say. Put the one you vomit. The Kup Tazayim. It's exactly the same thing. Rambam says that. But Achayim Kotu, Rav Manuna lo Amay Ela B'di'evet. The Rashi says Laricha, it's only B'di'evet. B'di'evet means not that she's allowed to marry, but if she married, lo Teitze. So Achayim Kotu, Achayim Kotu, Rav Manuna, Li'el Kamahadeh. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Tavad Shebeh Matovas Mishnayim, Kloma Vatilu Nisei, Teitze. ומשנוכי פרקים להם נמרף המנונה ונשאלו תתה אבל עתיו לכתחילה כושה הדובה ליומרו עוד ומאת איבן לכתחילה just based on חוצפה on her auto part of magic we should go this far that's a makhlok at the Rishon and the two Gemara's that we should do go this far and the two Gemara's just seem to say Paker which are Rashi Gemara and Ksubis so it seems that we don't go that far and he's not got a Raya a whole story back and forth. That's the, he quotes only one line. The Rashba is expounded upon it at great length, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksubas to try to prove it, and he refused to prove from Ksubas, goes back and forth at length. That's the major maplokas of the sugya. The major one, the number one, is whether you believe to actually marry, or only believe that this nisei lo takes it. Okay? Fine. That's the major maplokas. There's a few other disputes over here. What about collecting the ksuba? Is she believed to collect the ksuba or not? Something called medrash ksuba. Medrash ksuba means that l'chshinati v'acher tipi mashakotu v'chi. If for whatever reason, an effort came, the special kula b'aguna, made silent, whatever reason, however the debate, as long as there's a sense you can remarry, you're entitled to the money. But the Bala Yitzhak says, no. Not over here. She's not entitled to the ksuba. More than that, what if she comes and asks to collect the ksuba? Maybe she's not believe at all. In other words, a woman would not have the chutzpah to tell her husband that I'm divorced, that he divorced you if it's not true. When it comes to money, people get all of a sudden a lot of chutzpah. Like myself, man, not to your daughter, not a chutzpah, not come my daughter, no, to make a living, I have chutzpah. That's, you know, I could have brought up who forces us to do things we didn't want to do to make a living, right? So she's going to try to make a living and make him the guilt with the ksuba, and maybe if she asks for the ksuba, she shouldn't be believed in the first place. That's the sound of the end. Simon, you're dying. The babe. Yeah. Quite a lengthy sip. Okay, we're starting the minute. Chazok and Isha means a poner of Nei Bailah. Yes, Omim. Darkling should Kedusha talks about the minute. Should again. I will aim in that minute to not to the Akher. Oh, Lethal Ksubasa. The two Mahalas that we saw until now. Other stations believe. Here's the biggie though. Yes, Omim. The Bisman has death. The Fishi Chutzpo Prisusa Eino Nemenet El Lechumra. The Istra Chazoka the Eino Mida. On both sides, this Rambam is so right. I'm telling you from personal experience that there's such an increase in chutzpah in today's world that if a woman said I was divorced, her husband divorced me, I wouldn't believe it for a second. Here she does it in front of us. There's such chutzpah in today's world. That's a good question. I don't know how far we go. But over here, I think there's some more certainly that we have to worry about because there's so much chutzpah in the world, and it's not surprising. The ignorance of the Mashiach, chutzpah, the Mamash, the ignorance of the Mashiach. Yeah? Comes to be Shavuot and says like this about this man Hazeh. Over the Yemen, Lukudesh, Lo Teitzeh. She says, it's not out there. Of course we can't believe her. Why? Why? Minik Tosher out of the Sadar again, Gone is again, Akhanasinus again. So in that medicine, like Rashtani, that's to the Varer. In the old days, she held on to the Gerashtani. I lost it. But now that there are archives and files, what do you mean you say you were divorced? Who says, prove it. Call the Rabbanut and Shen Shami again. They don't lose their files. They have triplicate now, zero. Nothing's lost. You can't say you're divorced. You can't. So imagine a woman go to Israel and say, I was divorced by the Rabbanut yesterday, or last year, or 5 years ago. They'll say, they're files. Show me the file. No file. You do not believe? Yes. It's all about Nilsa that beat the glue of Shaka Beishi. Ooh, wow. Ever know that cloud? Have you heard it? It's a talk about it by Rikos, but over to Nate Bailey. She comes back from this, my husband died of war. You believe it, but she's not going to lie. It's something which can be, That's the question. She believe her over here. It's a very good question, but the answer is, go check up. Go check up. You know, we're not going to trust her. Go check up and get it from the file. Of course, that's when it's organized killer. I mean, in America today, someone can say, I was divorced. I don't know about who it was. Rather, he had a white beard. And he had glasses. And a black yarmulke. Oh, now I know, of course. So, you know, anything. It's a shy. This is a problem. We have a hefty melt here. It's a big problem. A big problem. Then the Mechaber says, Hey, the Ika Messiah, he's amazing. Quotes our Gemara. Right? What do you mean, Messiah? I feel the way. So we don't find it for Shat, Mufurish. Because in Ksubas it's Shneid, and Gittin Samuel Dara is also Baal HaShaliach. Two people. Oh, that's what we had the Rosh we saw before. It's not clear that the Shaliach was out of the Sayala, Yachal Ahoy is the Ein Yachal. You thought that was the discussion of that? The healthy Rosh, on the previous Sugya, I mean, the previous part of the Sugya. Not so clear, all the dead as far as to be one person. Not so clear. Have one final point. The Rosh that's quoted over here, the call should be here. Shenizkacha la'acha li'acher mikri b'funa. As long as she's in the same city as the guy, he married her in Detroit, and it's still in Detroit. She's half the best, and it's half the best. This guy who's in Detroit, and I'm in Detroit, and he's in Detroit. He divorced me last year. She's believed. Considered b'funa. Where'd that come from? Where's up there? Rosh Chodesh Neira. So the Gra says, I'll tell you again. With the law of the Shani Be'iskabel Shom, the Shalom before the Bairi. Hey, but the Gemara says, Kashmir, let's believe her, but Rabbi Manuna wants to give an answer. Rabbi Manuna, Shalom before her. Ella, that Sugya Shom HaTorah B'Yir Achas, as we saw, right? And therefore, you see from the mathematics that as long as they're in the same city, it's considered before them. So Chodesh Neira, based upon the in and out of our Sugya. Fine. For the moment, for the Mishnah, I reserve the right to speak to a little bit about it on Sunday, not much, maybe nothing at all. We're going to start again, I'm telling you, for Sunday. Two major sugyas. One is Nara Barata, the idea of who's making a shtip to the Kabbalah to get. Then, the issue of divorcing either a Rabotai, either a Ktana or a Shota. I'd like to add one Marabokum, if you don't mind. I asked you to see the Rambam Teregud Alokha Chav Gimel and the Magen Mishnah. That's the main critical Marabokum with the Shulchanor. For those who would like to look further, should look either in the Gemara, Yevamah Kuf Yud Gimel Amadeh, with the big text with the Gra on the side, Hagos Hagra. Or, if you can't do that, at least the Bir Hagra and Kuf Yud Test, I think it's Yud Beis Yud Gimel. If you look at I have my desk even better. That will be the Sunday Shia. If I have time on Sunday, I'm going to run. That means after we finish the Sugya, we're going to go to the next, we'll go for Kiyas, we'll do the next block in the head. Now I have a few minutes left to talk about the Parashat Shavuot. Parashat Lech Lecha. Somebody just came to remind me, I said I was from the Ross 2 years ago. And I said, oh, actually, I don't remember. I heard this when I was privileged to hear Shifra Rebbe's voice many, about 30 years ago. I said the following Mahalach, a beautiful Mahalach, which is, as many times as you repeat it, bears even further repetition. And that is, what went wrong with Lot? What went wrong with Lot? What happened to Lot? You heard it already. I'll say something else after. No, not there. I got something new. Okay. What went wrong with Lot? What happened? Lot's a good guy. All of a sudden, Lot got a bum. What happened? What changed? Look at Lot. Mamash Moy for Nefesh. Leaves the comfort of his home and slept with Uncle Avraham. And he slept in the middle of nowhere. They go here and they go in there. And all of a sudden, Lot and his shepherds are fighting and honest and this. And then ends up in Sodom and ends up in Miznus and ends up in this. Crazy. Well, how did this? It was such a quick downfall. What? What happened? The Rav pointed out, only one thing changed in the beginning of Lech Lecha, when Lot was a good guy, right? They had a detail Lot, they were friends, and he was Lot and Nefesh, called Avraham Avinu, and the unfortunate story of the dispute, the reeve, between Roy and Mitnei Avraham and Roy and Mitnei Lot. Only one thing changed, and that is, one thing intervened, and that is the trip to Mitzrayim. So the Rav hypothesized that it was a trip to Mitzrayim which ruined Lot. How did it ruin Lot? How did it get ruined? The Rav suggested as follows. Mitzrayim was a technically advanced society. We have Mitzrayim, they had the pyramids, and they had it was an advanced society. So Lot was able to withstand the temptations of Ur Kasdim, of Choron, of Canaan, because they were not so developed, you know. He was not able to withstand the temptations of the more advanced technical cultural society of the tribe. That's where he fell in. And so all of a sudden the same Lot was willing to be Mercer Nefesh Mamish. Despite the hard resisted in those other three places, as soon as he went to Mitzrayim, he got big eyes. He went to Mitzrayim, right? He saw what's going on over there, all the technology and the society and the civilization, and he wasn't the same person. He was no longer the same person. And as a result, he could no longer live this last life of Avraham Avinu. There was a rib. The rib was not just about the field, was really about much more fundamental issues. The proof is, so he's given a choice where to go. He chooses to go to Sodom and Amorah. Why? Rashi explains, because there was a lot of Elam Haza over there. A lot of Elam Haza. That's what it says. Right? That's the Roy Mechatoyim, Apa Pikein, Lo Nimna Lot Mizishkoni Moem. Yeah, a lot of Elam Haza darkened. It was Shtufe Zima, Rashi quotes. And there was Zima Mitzrayim too. And he picked up a star. Hey, alternative lifestyle. Hey, Sodomite. That's a Sodom and Amorah. So, there are all kinds of things going on over there. So, you have to be able to withstand the temptation, even of an advanced society, if it's corrupt. So, both sides, if you think that might be of its similar bonim only applies to Avraham Avinu, applies to Lot too. We had in relatively recent, European history, family repeated itself. The Jews were terribly persecuted under the Tsars, just to give an example of it. Terrible. Crushing poverty, persecution, pogroms, wars. It was a terrible life. Really, we can't even imagine the kind of life that they led. Our ancestors in Tsarist Russia, or Poland, 200 years ago. We can't begin to believe it. It was so bad. Came to the spirit of enlightenment and the cultural society and the French Revolution and the Industrial Revolution, and all of a sudden life became liberté, égalité, fraternité. Became all of a sudden a big frat, and everyone was into all the kinds of things going on. And it was, for the Jews, much better. Napoleon, the benign despot who wanted to make a Sanhedrin and wanted to give us a freedom. It was terrific. Hey, man, this is unbelievable. There'll be no more poverty, no more persecution, and there'll be so much more opportunity. Gewaldig, yeah? I told you the story. I heard from Lubavitch's. They tell the story of Lubavitch's student that when Napoleon was battling against the Russians, about 200 years ago, approximately. So, of course, the Jews had a fixed size. You know, I don't know the size of the steeple. You know, they weren't doing anything. It's just in the steeple. You know, I mean, the Yankees are Mets. You know, they don't do anything. They're too. They're in the steeple. Should we root for Napoleon? Or should we root for the Tsar? So all the rabbits' path are rooted for Napoleon. I mean, the Tsar is a mushka, so whoever was down there, whatever the leaders were, and they always just shot him, and they were persecuted, they were so downtrodden, they were so poor, they were corrupt, it was terrible. Here's a new life from the West coming in, it's gonna make things so much nicer, it's going to be so much more pleasing. The Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, he rooted for the Tsar. He said, why the loyalists? He lives in Tsarist Russia. And that was not the reason. The Rebbe foresaw that if the Jews are going to under Napoleon, it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. Not worse politically or economically or culturally, worse Jewishly, worse spiritually. They're going to, what the Tsar couldn't do by trying to crush us, Napoleon can do by trying to kill us. Story goes, this is what I was about to say, the story, that it was all the Rebbe knew, that whoever in Hashanah will have the right kavanah, the Shefer blood, you know, he's going to win. So all the other Rebbes, you know, Davin, Kedakim, Kedakim, and then they came to Shefer, so they were about to blow, they were going to beat up on the Tsar, and the Polish went, they killed one of the Rebbes, was about to blow, and had his kavanah, they went out, up to Shemayim, made the blow, and the blow was going to be mamish to support Napoleon against the Tsar, and said, too late. Too late. The Litvak already won. He called out the Rebbe the Litvak because he was a Lithuanian student. The Litvak already won because the Rebbe got up to the Seeker. He pulled a fast one. He knew what was going to happen. And he flew first with all the Kabbalah. He already won. As a result, the Poland ultimately, you know, lost to the Tsar. He made a lot of victories, but he won the battle, but lost the war. And the Jews remained in the terrible repression of the Tsars for another 100 years. Plus, because it was terrible. It was terrible. But what happened in the West? When the Napoleonic spirit pervaded France and Germany, it was worse. Hey, worse. Yeah. Many more of us, you and me, are descended from Jews who lived under the Tsar and their Polish gangster friends than are left from the Jews who lived in the benighted, enlightened, kind, culturally advanced, technologically advanced, industrially revolutionary advanced, French revolutionary advanced, Western Europe, France and Germany, etc. Could they got wiped away? Could they follow them afloat? Might they have a similar body? Now we live in America, Gaval is our challenge. Are we going to be Avram or Khalil Lot? We live in a very advanced society, tremendous, more so than France and the Germany, but tremendous, America. And I have every advance in the world, and everything at your fingertips, from the holiest things to the unholy. Just take one example, end with this, the internet. No? Or the computer. You can get CD-ROM, right, of a Barilan and Shuvah, every Rishon, every Aquan, every this, right? You just press the button. I don't know what else, I don't want to tell you, you can press the button, what else you can get. I don't even know exactly too much. But the ultimate and then the opposite of Kedusha V'Tahara. So we live in a very advanced society. Low fell victim to it. He saw the advancement, he saw that people were advanced in the same time he said, hey, very few Jews were interested in intermarrying with or copying their Cossack brute neighbors or their Polak peasant poyer ignoramuses. Who wants to deal with that? But the intelligent, genteel German / French / American, hey, that's another story. But it's a marriage for 150% of the Jewish people. Did that happen in Poland as well? Because of the Polacks hid up with the passion. And we returned to hate. You know, so what kind of marriage? But now in America, it's a melting pot. I'm nice, it's dangerous. I'm not saying go back to Poland. That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is beware that they say beware, danger beware, you know, beware of dogs, you know, so beware of the bite of the modern society. It's claimed many victims of both. Many victims. I wish you all a good Shabbos. Why don't you guys take attendance for a second? 1 second. And I also have to believe that you remind me. I'll say another verse of the Kasha. Which relates actually to Noach and Lechlecha, which I was going to do also at a time, but I didn't have the time. Before you leave, make sure you're here.